Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 2, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah continues speaking about things that could be used for Neres Shabbos, for Shabbos candles. It says in Mishnah, Kol HaYotze Min HaEitz, any type of wick that comes from wood, Ein Madlikim Bo, you're not allowed to light from that on Shabbos, Ela Pishtan, besides for flax. Flax is considered, in the Navi, Eitz, it's considered some type of wood or tree. Yet Halacha is, you are permitted to light with it and use it as a wick. The Kol HaYotze Min HaEitz, and anything that comes from wood, Einam etamen tumas oihalim, does not make a person tame by oihal. So what's oihal? The law is that if, let's say, a dead body is inside of an enclosed area, anything that's inside of that enclosed area becomes tame, becomes spiritually impure, even if it doesn't touch the dead person, as long as it's in the same enclosure. Now, the actual enclosure itself, halacha is, says the Mishnah, that if it's made from eitz, if it's made from wood, it doesn't become tame. Even though the objects inside it all become tame, it does not. The Ella says the Mishnah pished on it, besides for flax. If a person made some type of thing out of flax, made some type of enclosure out of flax, and it was the inside of the enclosure was the dead person, the actual oel, the actual enclosure itself becomes tame. Continues the Mishnah, Psilas Abeged Shekipla. If a person takes a piece of a garment, a shirt, or something like that, and he twists it to turn it into a wick, and he didn't light or scorch the edge of it, so you just have a plain, simple, twisted piece of cloth, and you want to use that as a wick. The halacha says the Mishnah, Reb Lezer Omer Tamei. Reb Lezer says that it's tamei. It is impure. That means to say, since the fellow didn't scorch it, it's just a twisted piece of garment. Garments become tamei. However, ve'ein madlikim ba, and the law is you're not allowed to light with it on Shabbos, because since it's not singed, it won't burn properly, and we're scared maybe the person will come to adjust the wick, and that's an Isra violation of Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says that once it's twisted, it loses its identity as a beged, as a garment. Similarly, the halacha is that a person may light using that piece of twisted garment. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah speaks about Ner Shabbos, and the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to arrange your flame, your Shabbos candles, in a way that we are scared you may take some of the oil that's in the reservoir, because on Shabbos that would be considered a mechaba or extinguishing. Says the Mishnah, interesting type of case. Lo yikev adam, a person should not pierce an eggshell, shvayferish al beitz, an eggshell, so he makes a hole in it with a needle or something, and then v'maleno shemen, he fills it up with oil, v'itnena pihaner, and he hangs it on top of the actual candle itself, b'shvil shtepen atefes, and this way it drips slowly oil, and it keeps replenishing the reservoir. Says the Mishnah, afilu hi shelcheres, even if the actual it's not an eggshell, but it's something that's made similar, a reservoir where it drips out of. The law is on Shabbos; it's prohibited again because we're suspicious that maybe a person may come to take oil out of it, and that's mechaba, that's considered extinguishing. And even if it's cheres, where the oil is not so, you know, sometimes cheres, sometimes pottery or ceramics, unfinished ceramics, raw ceramics, you put oil in there, it gets a little bit putrid from the cheres. The law is it's still prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's permissible to do this, both cases in the previous half of the Mishnah, because we don't suspect that a person is going to take oil out of it if he sees the oil dripping into the ner. Avalim chibra hayotzer, everyone agrees that if, let's say, a craftsman attached the reservoir to the actual ner, to the actual candle, mutter, the law is that it's permitted, neshu kliachar, because it's considered one large vessel, and there's no suspicion maybe a person will come and take some of the oil out. Concludes the Mishnah. Lo yimala adam esakar Hashem, and a person should not fill a plate with oil, v'yitnena betzad haner, and place it next to a candle, or next to a flame, v'yitna reisha psila besvecha, and then extend the wick that's burning, that the opposite end should be in this plate, and keep drawing oil from that, b'shvil shetahi shoeva, so it should draw out the oil. Now Chacham say that's prohibited, because you may come to take some of the oil from the plate. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't suspect the person's going to do that. Rabbi Yehuda said it will be permissible to do something like that. Wishing you a wonderful day and a very successful upcoming week.